Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 10th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and we're looking today at the topic, Really Showing Your Faith. It has to be one of the most notable intercessory speeches in the Bible. It is a speech with words so contrary to our human nature. Now here's the context. More than 2 million Hebrews were complaining that God had led them into the wilderness just to be slaughtered by pagans. "Let's choose a new leader and go back to Egypt," they shouted, as tears had to have been streaming down Moses' face. Instead of calling on God to zap the rebellious Hebrews dead on the spot, something they clearly deserved since they wanted to stone Moses, this amazingly gracious leader begged God to forgive them. Oh my. The people wanted to kill Moses and go back to Egypt. Yet Moses forgave the people and asked God to do the same. Why would Moses show such a superhuman outpouring of grace? It's so that God's promise to the people and to himself would be fulfilled. That's why. Moses really was seeking first the kingdom of God. Now, Numbers 14 is an amazing read. I encourage you to spend a few minutes today in that text. In Moses' intercessory response, it's obvious that he was concerned about God's honor and how the unredeemed world would see him. Listen to verses 15 and 16. "If you put these people to death all at one time, the nations who have heard this report about you will say, 'The Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he promised them on oath, so he slaughtered them in the desert.'" Moses then declared that God could really show his strength by forgiving the people. "The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion," Moses said in verse 18. And in verse 19, Moses said, "In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now." I want you to think about all of this for a moment. The people wanted to kill Moses and abandon God. God wanted to kill the people and start a new nation of promise through Moses. Yet Moses wanted God to forgive the people and retain his promise to bring the Hebrews to the promised land. Now we see that Moses' intercessory speech worked, though God did destroy over time those who rejected his promise and authority. The children of the doubters did enter the land of promise, as did the two faithful Hebrew men who did not rebel against God, those being Joshua and Caleb. Dear friend, never forget that your intercession on behalf of someone who hassles you shows your faith in God and Christ-like love for others. Even if the person rejects God's authority, it is still a good thing to pray for them. Ask God to show them mercy. Even if that gossiping coworker continues to reject God or that offensively sarcastic church member cuts you and others deeply, choose merciful intercession in response to their malicious aggravation. Keep praying that God forgives him or her. In doing so, you'll not only demonstrate your faith in God, but you'll also really show the strength of your faith, not serving yourself, but instead for serving others. That sure sounds a lot like what Jesus did. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That, my friends, is an example worth imitating. As always, I love you, Martin.